This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. So in today's video, we're going to talk about my 4 a.m. morning routine. I know some of y'all gulped when I said 4 a.m. So here's how it started. I think I mentioned in another video how God really has had me in this training season. And so what he told me was I couldn't work until midnight. So even in my book, I talk about time saving zones. And so these are things that you can pull time from if you need a little bit more time to get things done. And so my time steal zone always comes from sleep. And so I was like, okay, God, I got you. But there's a lot that needs to get done in the business. And not just like things I feel like need to be done, but like things I need to get done so my team can have what they need to do, what they got to do as well. And so I was like, okay, God, well, what if I just wake up early? Because if I'm spending my whole morning with God, before that, I'm asleep, right? So I'm like, okay, God, what if I just wake up super early and then do a few like the heavy lifting things? And then, you know, I'll do my usual business tasks around like maybe 12, like you said, and we'll spend the whole morning. So I got the okay for that. So that's what started the 4 a.m.s. Because at first I was doing like maybe 5, and I'm an early bird anyway. And it's not hard for me to wake up early. If I don't have an alarm, I'll still be up at maybe like 7:30. So I'm not the type that's gonna sleep till noon or anything like that. If the sun is up, I'm up, because I just feel weird being asleep. I feel unproductive being asleep if the sun is still up. It just don't feel right. And I've always been like that, even as a child. I'm up. What's for breakfast? And everybody's still asleep. Like, I've always been a morning person. And so I decided to wake up at 4 a.m. because sometimes I work out with my trainer. We work out Wednesdays and Thursdays at like 7, 7:30. So I had to wake up earlier than 5 because like 2 hours is cool, but like also I have more to do. And so I started waking up at 4. It was definitely an adjustment. One time my husband got up with me because I think I woke him up as I was getting up and he was like, well, I'm about to just get up and work up too. I guess he was motivated. So he was like, I'm about to get up and work too. When I tell you by maybe 8, he was like, I am exhausted. He was like, how in the world do you do this? Because I didn't take a nap. Like, I'll be up at 4. I work. I start getting my household together around like 8. So if we go into like what the 4 a.m. look like, I wake up at 4. I usually go downstairs and make some coffee. I try to read things on my phone. So one of the ways, if I am really tired, I like to wake my mind up, because if I start waking my mind up, then I'm going to be up. I'm not going to be able to sleep anyway. So I start maybe reading emails because I know that I'm about to start working. Not responding to any, because who knows what that response is going to look like that early. But I start reading emails or whatever just to wake my mind up. So then I'm up. I'm like, okay, my brain is awake. I make some coffee. I sit down and I start working. Quiet. Don't have no music on or anything like that, but I open my computer and I just get to work. If I'm not going to the gym, then around like 8, I start getting things together. So my nanny comes at 8:30. So at 8, I start making breakfast for my son. I put all his food together and things so she can access it easily during the day, maybe straighten up the playroom a little bit and just get the household in order. My husband does the routine where he wakes our son up and gets him dressed and things like that. So I more so just make sure that his day is prepared to make things a little bit easier for him and for our nanny. So then at 8:30, when she gets there, then I'm off work. And I am off household duty. So at that point, that's when I usually will spend time with God outside. Because at that point, I've been up for hours in the house. If I sit down and open the Bible, I'm probably going to be sleepy, right? So I usually will get up. I go to a track. It's one that I like that is by water, not too far from me. And one of the places I like to talk to God is by water. It's just something about it. And I would suggest that for anybody, if you're looking for fresh ways to spend time with God, going by water or something like that. So I would go there, out in the sun, the vitamin D, like just feeling good. And I'll just go for like a walk, and I'm just walking and praying. Like the first lap, I'm usually walking and praying. Then the second lap, I am just listening, silent. I'm not listening to anything in my AirPods. I'm just listening. And anything I hear, I write it down in a note section of my phone. I have a focus mode feature on my phone that I love because I can determine who can bypass the focus mode. And on do not disturb, you still get notifications. So you'll still see like you have a text message or you have a voicemail and stuff like that. But with focus mode, you don't see anything. You don't know if you have text messages or voicemails or anything like that. You see nothing. No, it doesn't. You don't know if you have emails, anything. So I turned my phone on focus mode and I named it Time with God. And the only people that could access me are my husband and then our nanny. So just in case anything happens and she needs to reach me before 12, she can. So her and my husband are the only people that can get through it. And so because of that, I could use freely my note app and like take notes on what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing from God and not have to worry about being interrupted or distracted. So I do that for the second lap. I'm just listening, writing down anything that I hear. For the third lap, I would do like worship. So these could vary. I might do lap 3 for 1, but each lap I do something different. So I worship just thanking God, just thanking God, just thanking God. And then for the last lap, it depends. You know what I mean? I might, if it's something that God is showing me that I really want to pray about, or if, you know, something I maybe had a dream about or whatever, then I might be doing like warfare prayers at that time where I'm really for the whole lap or whatever, looking crazy, but whatever, it's going to get done. So that's usually what that looks like: praying, listening, worshiping, praying. Another good thing is it's exercise. So my body's moving, my heart rate's getting up, and then I'm also kind of distracted in a sense to where my body's being occupied, and I feel like it, I don't know if this is scientifically backed, but I kind of feel like it, because my body is occupied via the walking, that it helps my mind be clear and I'm not like thinking too much either. I don't know if that's scientifically accurate, but I feel like that's what happens for me, is my mind is able to be more clear because I'm outside in the sun, I'm moving. And so I guess it's because maybe those workout hormones, I don't know if it's dopamine or whatever, is being released, that is kind of giving me that mental clarity at that time. But that's what I do then.
Now a word from my sponsor, BetterHelp. I remember when I first had my son, I was really focused on a lot of the issues I was dealing with. So I had gestational hypertension, and then that graduated to postpartum preeclampsia after I had my son. And it just seemed like something that was so smooth initially gave me so many problems in the end. And I was just so focused and feeling helpless on what I was going through versus being focused on solutions. If I would have focused more on solutions, I would have spent a lot less time just wallowing in my feelings and being frustrated and upset. To be real, it can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when you're faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I am in therapy now. And I love therapy. Even times where I feel like I'm doing okay, I love that I have that appointment on the books, because things, especially with my busy life, can change so quickly. And so just having someone to go and keep me focused on solving my problems versus getting stuck in my feelings is super helpful. I knew I needed an outside source, and that's why I went to therapy, because I wanted someone who understood my faith, who was a professional with an educational background, and who didn't know me from anything. So they weren't biased in really being able to help me attack what was going on in my life. This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different, and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone.
I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I'm thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. And as a result, I feel just a lot more equipped to handle the day-to-days of entrepreneurship, of mom life, wife life, all of those things. I'm able to take the stressor off, being able to organize all of the things that goes on in my head, and just having a third party being able to help me has really just been a phenomenal experience. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/blessed today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/blessed.
Then from there, after I'm done, I usually go home, and then that's when I'll open up the Bible, or if I'm working on a certain Bible study, I'll work through that. But that's when I will use my Bible and like read and study the word. Then from there, I have a prayer call. So myself and one of my friends, we started doing a prayer call every single day. So usually the last thing is we have our prayer call. And then once the prayer call is over, it's pushing 12 o'clock. And that's when I clock in to work. So the morning is not me sitting in the closet for 4 hours. It's me spending time with God, but in different ways. And that has proven to be really, really refreshing for me. I really like it. So even now, he's released me to be able to go back to my usual working schedule, but I'm still going to wake up early. And I always will wake up early to work if necessary, but now I'm going to just start waking up early and going to the track and keeping that process up, because I was able to have so many downloads in my phone. Like, it's crazy from that time. So many things God was showing me, because I was be having dreams. And then during that walking time, I'm asking him about the dreams. As I'm walking, I'm seeing things, and he's really just sharpening different gifts of mine during this time. And I'm able to really just be put in that process that he needed me to be put into, so that he can just really mold me into who he's always saw, but just another level of who I am. And so it's been really, really amazing for me. What's interesting is that even my husband, so my friend and I's husbands, saw that we were praying every day. So now they have a prayer call every single day. It's later than ours, but now they're coming together and praying. And so it's just a beautiful thing to even see how my household is impacted by me going even deeper with God. My son, before he goes to sleep, he'll tell my husband, Bible, Bible, because he wants him to open the Bible up because BJ reads Psalms to him at night. And it's just seeing how my household is even impacted by my own spiritual growth. How now my husband and I started doing Bible study together. We weren't doing that before. Like, he had his Bible study and his time with God. I had my time with God. And, you know, we're two God-fearing people together. But we never really sat down and did Bible studies together. And so that's something that we started doing during that time too, and it's allowing us to communicate and talk more about our understanding of the word and really be able to pour into each other spiritually on a new level. And so I've just really been able to see, and even in my business ain't missed no beat, not working before 12, not at all. It's not even a little bit. And so I'm just so grateful for that period of God just really working on me over the last few months. And he ain't done, but this period of not working till 12 may be done. But the lessons and the things that he showed me during that time are things that I'm now implementing moving forward. I've seen the results of them in my life, like I just explained, and I'm really excited about the next level that he has for me. So a lot of you guys on Instagram, when I had posted a typical day in my life, was like, girl, what? But it does take a lot, you know, and I, one of the things that I realized in the last couple of months is that, one, I believe that God is really building up my confidence too. I've always been a confident person, but I think these days, or just in general, we often equate humility to downplaying yourself. And I don't think that that's true. And so for me, like, somebody will give me a compliment for a while. They'll give me a compliment. I'll be like, oh, thanks. Not trying to hear that. Or I'm uncomfortable. Don't compliment me. Like, any of y'all, those who have met me in person will know, like, you'll tell me, oh, this podcast has inspired me or whatever, or say something that's very nice. And I'll probably be like, oh, thanks. It's cool. And it's not that big of a deal. Like, that was just my demeanor. Like, I didn't want to, I don't know how to explain it, but I just didn't want to open my eyes to what God had did in me or what he's done in me and what he's continuing to do and the impact that I've had, right? And so during this period, though, the downside of that is you downplay what's necessary for you to truly be who God has called you to be. So what that looked like for me was, in order for me to operate at the level that God is calling me to operate, it takes a lot. And one thing that I was not doing was resting. So I recently took a week off. I didn't do nothing. I was laying in the bed, chilling, straight chilling. But I needed rest. And God even began to show me, because this came up during those laps. God began to show me, like, you need to take a period every single month where you are actively resting for at least a week. And I would get glimpses of it because I was so busy. I never did anything about it. But I would say things to my husband throughout the year, like, these little weekend trips ain't enough. Like, our life requires more than a weekend to recharge, but I would never do anything about it. But when God began to show me, no, I need you to prioritize actively resting. And once I did that, by just simply taking a week off, wasn't anything like expensive or elaborate. I just turned my out of office on and watched TV for a week and like chilled. But I started to realize, like, whoa, in order for me to build this business to where it is and where it's going, in order for me to raise a healthy child that don't need therapy to overcome his childhood with me, in order for me to responsibly lead the people that God has called me to lead and have the impact that he's called me to have, like, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of structure. It takes a lot physically because I'm taking care of my body. So I'm working out 4 or 5 days a week. My body's tired. My mind is tired. My voice is tired because if I oversimplify what I do, I speak and think for a living. I think for my business. I think for other people's businesses all day. I speak often. My voice was like, girl, we're done. Wrap it up. But that happens often, right? My voice gets tired because I use it so much. So I'm spiritually drained because I have a dream or something like that at night and I gotta wake up and go to war against what God showed me, or somebody in my life calls and say, hey, we gotta pray about this. I'm hours out of the day. And so it's so draining and tiring to be all of the things that God has called me to be and to steward well over those things. And that's not to say that I don't want to do it or anything like that. That's just a fact. It's tiring. So in order to make sure that I'm equipped and I am being a good steward, it takes rest. But these are the things that God wasn't able to show me the way that he needed to because I was doing too much. And so he was able to, and I'm so grateful that he got my attention and that I listened, because I told you guys I'm big on self-awareness. I'm going to pay attention to what's going on and reel myself back in if necessary. And so I'm glad that he reeled me back in and gave me instructions on what I needed to do in that season. And so that's what I've been doing, and I'm grateful for it. So that's my why I was up at the, not even the crack of dawn, because the sun was not up yet. But that's why I was up, and what I did during those early mornings, and what that looked like. So that's it for this video. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.